As the presidential candidates blaze their campaign trails, we'll be broadcasting excerpts from their stump speeches along the way. Today, we hear from Duncan Hunter, a Republican congressman from California. Hunter attended the Values Voters Summit last week in Washington, D.C. He said the United States must be the arsenal of democracy, keeping its manufacturing base strong for times of war.
You know, we had our debate up in Dearborn the other day, and I was reminded there that at Willow Run, Michigan, we made a bomber aircraft every 60 minutes during World War II. We made tens of thousands of tanks at Chrysler. We made 40 billion yards of textiles in this country. That was the industrial might, the industrial base of the United States. We are losing that industrial base right now. And that's one reason I'm running for president. And this is one of the most critical problems that Americans face today. And you know something? It's not just a critical problem for our families, because we want to have that ladder of opportunity for this next generation to grab, to have high-paying jobs and have the chance to start a small business and make a product. But it's also a national security issue. We are seeing the exodus of our industrial base, and a lot of it is going to China, and that is because China is cheating on trade. They're devaluing their money by over 40%, and that wipes American products off the shelf around the world. And let me tell you what they're doing with some of our money. They're buying ships and planes and military equipment. They're buying the F-10 multi-role fighter. They've got lots of submarines under production. They shot a satellite out of space on January 11th. They're undertaking new programs that are high-end, high-tech programs that go right at America's strength. And they just bought these missile destroyers from the Russians, the Sovereign Mini class, which were designed for one thing, and that's to kill American aircraft carriers. So the tragedy of this massive exodus of jobs and business from the United States to China is a double tragedy. It's a tragedy because it's going to deprive the next generation in this great nation of good opportunity, but it's also going to accrue to our detriment in terms of national security. And ladies and gentlemen, as President of the United States, I will stop China from cheating on trade. I will bring back high-paying manufacturing jobs to this country, and I will restore the arsenal of democracy.
That's Republican presidential candidate Duncan Hunter speaking last Friday in Washington, D.C. We'll be hearing stump speeches from various candidates over the course of the campaign.